coming up on episode number 1007. It's a big, big show where we're going to go back in time. We'll go back to 1984 very briefly, but then we'll spend a lot of time in 1983, and we'll have some cover stories for a couple people who are having birthdays or would have had birthdays had they still been alive. Ozzy Osbourne, who is turning 65 or just turned 65, and J.J. Cale, who would have also turned 65, but he passed away this last July. All this and more, and requests too, coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It's Thursday, December 5th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another big, jam-packed, action-packed episode of the show where we're going to have a couple cover stories, one for Ozzy Osbourne, one for J.J. Cale. We're also going to go back in time to this day in 1983 to look at some of the top 20 songs on the Billboard 100 charts. But first, let's get to your requests. We're going to start with one going out to Gary in Columbus, Ohio. A great cover right here of The Safety Dance, originally by Men Without Hats, performed here by The Echoing Green.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, it's JD. Just wanted to call and wish Tina Turner a happy 74th birthday today. And in honor of her birthday, I was hoping you could play one of my favorite cover songs that she sings. She sings a David Bowie song, 1984, on her epic album, Private Dancer. That album obviously shows off her incredible vocal range, but it's just a classic song by Bowie, and I love the way Tina does it. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Do it. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Hi, Brian. My name is Dana. I'm a college student at Portland State University at Oregon. I just discovered your show last week, and I've been completely hooked, and I've been discovering a lot of great music through your show, and it's definitely become my favorite study aid, and especially during the approaching finals week. But anyway, I have a request that I think it can only be considered a partial cover, but it's a song by The Who, and my favorite band, The Who. It's called Real Good Looking Boy, and I always think it's an interesting song because it samples Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love as the core of the song. So if you consider this a cover, I'd love to hear it, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of your shows and becoming a longtime listener. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you. You say you're beautiful as you are, and I've managed somehow to survive. You arrive in my life like a fragrance. You help me find a way to laugh. Now I know how so-called beauty lies. God gave him a face, and he gave I'm
The Antique Toys and their cover of Joey, originally by Concrete Blonde. That one requested by Ryan from Guild Gear. He was testing me to see if I had any access to that one, if I could find it. It's a very tough one to find. It actually was released on a demo CD and from a band called Antique Toys. Now, they've released a couple albums. You can find them on Amazon and iTunes, but not that track, unfortunately, which is a great track, a great cover right there of Concrete Blonde's Joey. Right before that, The Who with Real Good Looking Boy. Okay, technically an original, but features so many elements from Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley that I had to include it here. That one going out to Dana. Thank you for calling in and requesting that one. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Lorde. That one from the brand new soundtrack to The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. And I think she does an awesome, awesome job with that. Love her voice, too. That one going out to Harold M., who requested that. Tina Turner's 1984, which was recorded back in 1984 for her Private Dancer album, originally done by David Bowie. I think that version, correct me if I'm wrong, was backed by The Fix. The Fix providing not just instrumentation, but it sounded like Cy Curnin doing background vocals on that version right there. 1984 by Tina Turner, going out to JD in New York. And The Echoing Green with their cover of The Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, that one from their self-titled album from 1998. All right, before we get to the next set of music, let me tell you what's going on. It's the end of the year, and you know what that means over there at Coverville? It means that we're doing the Coverville Countdown once again. Now, this year, something a little bit different. What good is a year-end list that doesn't encapsulate the previous year, right? Usually when you've got the year-end best movies, it's all the movies that came out that year. When you've got the year-end best books, it's all the books that came out that year. So the Coverville Countdown this year is going to do something different. We're going to be focusing on covers that came out here in 2000. I forgot what year it was all of a sudden. I shouldn't be looking at that Tina Turner album, focusing on songs that came out just this year in 2013. So stuff like Kendra Morris's Mockingbird album you'll find on there. The song we're going to hear a little bit later. Oh, the Hunger Games soundtrack, So That Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Lorde is in there. Tons of stuff by Scott Bradley. A lot of great stuff. And if you're curious about albums you may have forgotten that came out this year, make sure to visit Coverville.com and click on the link for the Coverville Countdown that you'll see right there on the homepage. That'll take you to a spreadsheet where you can see a lot of the songs that came out this year and make some nominations. Of course, not just limited to stuff on the spreadsheet. If you know of a great cover that came out this year, please let me know about it and we'll get it added to the nominations. And then the last two episodes of the year, which are going to be on December 23rd and 30th, will count down 40 of the best covers of 2013. So make sure to get on there, cast your nominations, make some suggestions, let me know some stuff that maybe I would have missed, and we'll get those put together by the end of this month and have a great, great countdown. As far as the other type of countdown, kind of the greatest covers of all time, still going to do that. Probably going to do that in the spring because it's not time sensitive. It doesn't have to be an end of year list. So stick around. Look for that in 2014. We will do it, and we'll figure out the way to make it the best it's ever been and have a great compendium of the greatest cover songs of all time. So stick around for that. That'll be coming up in 2014. In the meantime, get in your picks for best covers of 2013. So a couple days ago, Ozzy Osbourne celebrated his 65th birthday. Let's do a cover story for him. A couple sets of music, both celebrating his music as a solo artist and as well as frontman to Black Sabbath. Let's start things off with a song that you know has to be part of this set. This one is going to be Fun Lovin' Criminals and a cover they included on a really cool cover album set called Mimosa. Here is Crazy Train.
Ay, ay, ay.
millions of people living as ho-ho-ho's. Yeah, yeah, but maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Yeah, yeah. Mental wounds still healing and driving me insane. I'm going off the rails of that crazy train. All the dropouts who make their own rules. See one person conditioned to rule and control. You know the media sells it, y'all.
Out on the street, I'm stuck in the night. I can hear my heavy breathing. I paid for the kill, but it doesn't seem right. Something there I can't believe in. Voices are calling from inside my head. I can hear them, I can hear them. Vanishing memories of things that were said, but they can't try to hurt me now. Put a shot in the dark, one step away from you. Shot in the dark, always creeping up on you. All taught by the powers that preach over me, I can hear their empty reason. But I wouldn't listen, I learned how to fight. I opened up my mind to treason. But just like the wounded, and when it's too late, they'll remember, they'll surrender. Never care for the people who hate. Underestimate me now. Put a shot in the dark, one step away from you. Shot in the dark, always creeping up on you. Shot in the dark, one step away from you. Shot in the dark, always creeping up on.
I can hardly express my mixed emotions and my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feelings and my thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
Ozzy Osbourne himself, right there with a cover of John Lennon's Woman. That one you can find on his album Undercover, which is probably not the most imaginative name you can come up with for an album all of covers, seeing as I've got probably half a dozen albums called Undercover by different artists who, all thought it was probably a pretty cool name. Ozzy Osbourne is cover of Woman. You can also find it on a 2002 collection called Rock the Covers, Volume 3. There were at least 5 volumes of that Rock the Covers series. Ozzy Osbourne and Woman. Right before that, Danish pop artist Tim Christensen with his cover of Ozzy's Shot in the Dark. You'll find that on an album that came out this year called Volume 1 Acoustic Covers. A lot of great covers on that album by Tim Christensen. You know, I guess that's not a terribly creative name either. Acoustic Covers, Volume 1. Come on, people, work on it. We start off the set with Mimosa's, Fun Lovin' Criminals from the album Mimosa with her cover of Ozzy's Crazy Train. And definitely one of the more mainstream big band style covers. I mean, you've got Pat Boone, you've got Richard Cheese, who all go, you know, way off the deep end with those lounge style covers. Fun Lovin' Criminals tend to keep it pretty close to the close to the vest. You know, they keep it. They don't go overboard. They don't go over the top with their style. And I think it makes them a lot easier to listen to, a lot more mainstream appreciable for the stuff from Fun Lovin' Criminals. Let's keep this going. But before we do that, how about a deal? How about a deal from ThinkGeek.com? Right now, for a limited time only, you can save up to 60% on stuff you need to deck the Great Hall. You know, decorating your castle, your tree, your starship, whatever you want to decorate. Okay, maybe just your home. Maybe your traveling time traveling phone booth. Doesn't matter. Whatever. ThinkGeek has got you covered with up to 60% off on everything from shirts to holiday stockings to snow globes to ornaments. Everything you need to decorate the tree in a very geeky way. Tina is fortunate enough, or I'm fortunate enough, I should say. I'm very fortunate in the fact that Tina allows me to put a lot of geeky comic book and Star Wars and Star Trek related things on our tree. I've got a bunch of Star Wars ornaments. I've got some superheroes, The Flash, Spider-Man, and a lot of stuff like that. And, you know, I can't say enough about getting a tree that really expresses who you are as a family, and ThinkGeek can definitely help you with that. Maybe you're into more of the tasty treats for Christmas. Get yourself a chocolate zombie Santa or some sriracha candy canes. That'll keep the kids at bay. All these things available from ThinkGeek.com, and for a limited time only, they're up to 60% off. Check it out, ThinkGeek.com. Start over at Coverville on the right side of the page. Click the link. That'll help out Coverville and help you out. Get some great deals at ThinkGeek.com. Stuff for smart masses. All right. Keeping the Ozzy Osbourne cover story going in honor of his birthday, let's switch over to maybe a couple Black Sabbath covers. Start things off with Big Country from a 1993 album called, you guessed it, Undercover. Here's Big Country and Paranoid. We'll be right back.
Stops turning as you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power.
War Pigs by Cake, closing out a set of Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath covers. That was from their B-Sides and Rarities CD from 2007. I think if I were to play any other version of War Pigs, I'd probably get some emails from people saying, hey, what about the Cake version? Okay, fine, playing it. Goodbye to Romance by Lisa Loeb featuring Dweezil Zappa, that one from a single she released in 2007 called Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, a three-song EP that had, of course, the title track as a cover, as well as that Goodbye to Romance cover. And Paranoid start off that set by Big Country from their album Undercover from 1993. We have not heard the last of the band named Big Country in this episode, so stay tuned for that. Another person who would have been celebrating a birthday this week, he died earlier this year in July, is J.J. Cale. Now, don't confuse him with John Cale from Velvet Underground, two different people, although J.J.'s real first name was indeed John. He just went by J.J. Cale. Probably best known for a lot of songs that he originally did that were popularized by other artists. For example, Eric Clapton, Waylon Jennings, Dr. Hook, Lynyrd Skynyrd, John Mayer, Bobby Bear all did covers of great J.J. Cale songs. We're going to hear a couple of those covers, but maybe not necessarily by the versions that you're familiar with. Let's start things off with Mark Cohn from Listening Booth 1970, an album that he released a couple years back in 2010. Here is After Midnight, which of course was popularized by Eric Clapton, but originally done by J.J. Cale. Here's After Midnight.
satisfaction. Find out what it is all about. At the midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna shake your talk and suspicion. We're gonna give an exhibition. Find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. Thank you.
up, she's a friend of mine.
J.J. Cale's Angel, covered there by Eric Clapton from his brand new album, or his most recent album, entitled Old Sock. Actually came out this year and featured a bunch of covers, including that one by J.J. Cale, who would have been 75 today, had he not passed away July 26th, 2013. I think I might have said 65. No, I think Ozzy is 65. Let's check that out. Let's be sure about that sort of thing, right? Because I don't like to spread misinformation. Yeah, 65 for Ozzy, 75 J.J. Cale would have been. Before that, you heard Cocaine by Sabrosa Purr. That one from the 2010 tribute and charity album for AIDS, Los Angeles AIDS Project called Uncovering a Cure. Cocaine by Sabrosa Purr. And we start off the set with Mark Cohn and his cover of After Midnight, that one from his tribute to the 70s, Listening Booth, 1970, from 2010, Mark Cohn. Let's get to the big feature for this episode, which is kind of going back in time. Another one of those This Day in Covers, where we go back to a certain year, right on this date, and look at what the top 10, 20, whatever songs are on the Billboard 100 charts. Let's start things off. We're going all the way back to 1983, and we'll start with number 12 in the charts. This is a cover of Michael Jackson's Pretty Young Thing. Of course, 1983, we were seeing all of the singles for Michael Jackson's Thriller album on the charts, including this one. Here is PYT, Pretty Young Thing, covered by Night Jewel.
I want to love you. boys. Yeah, I'm all crazy now. Yeah, I'm all crazy now. Become Uncle Bob the Giant.
The Oasis, right there, doing, I didn't say the Oasis. Oasis. Right there.
Wild, wild, wild.
All right, let's let them finish. Come On, Feel the Noise by Oasis from Inspired, the world's greatest covers CD that came out in 2004, originally by Slade, but of course the version that made the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 was the version by Quiet Riot, which made it all the way up to number 7. Before that, we heard Heart and Soul, not a cover, but the original version. Yeah, Huey Lewis and the News covered it for their album Sports, I believe, and took that to number 8 in 1983. That version you heard right there, the original version by the Busboys from their 1982 album American Worker. The Yell Leaders with Church of the Poison Mind, which was number 10 on the Billboard chart in 1983, the version by Culture Club. The version you heard right there by the Yell Leaders, available on the 1995 compilation Gag Me With a Spoon. And Night Jewel, starting us off in that set with PYT, Pretty Young Thing, originally by Michael Jackson and covered there for a single of the same name. Let's go ahead and continue making our way towards the top of the Billboard charts on this day. Not a lot of covers of Say It Isn't So by Hall & Oates, but I managed to find one. I really wish that The Bird and the Bee would have included a cover of Say It Isn't So on their Interpreting the Masters CD from a couple of years back. Here is Coot Hoomy from a 2010 album called Coot Hoomy Presents The Dark Side of Hall & Oates with their cover of Say It Isn't So.
Say it isn't so painful. Tell me that you're dissatisfied. Last time I asked you, I really got a lame excuse. I know that you lie. No wicked things can happen. You see, I'm going down in war. But when you play in a quiet way, that bites it even more. Tell me what you want, yeah, I'll do it, baby, I promise right now. Who propped you up when you were stopped? The motivation had you on the ground. I know your first reaction, you slide away, hide away, goodbye. But if there's a doubt, baby, I can give out a thousand reasons why. You gotta say it isn't so. 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 Best of them, you know it moves so well. Don't need someone to lean on. I know there's an open door. But if I'm faced with being replaced, I want you even more. You gotta say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. It isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Why'd you have to go, baby? No. Oh, baby, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Oh, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so.
Soft inside, there was something going on. Bum, bum. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain in every beat of my heart. We got something going on.
Bum, bum.
And the love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. Rely on each other. Aha. From one lover to another. Aha. Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. Aha. From one lover to another. Aha. I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing if you got no one and you go walking the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing. Bum, bum. But that won't happen to us and we got no doubt. Too deep in love and we got no way out. And the message is clear, this could be the year for the real thing. Bum, bum. No more will you cry, baby, I will hurt you never. We start and end as a one, in love forever. We rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha. Sail away with me, sail away with me, baby, baby. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha. Sail away, sail away with me. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. 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 And we rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. 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 Sail away. Sail away with me to another world. Sail away with me to another world. Sail away with me.
another world. Sail away with me to another world. Sail away with me to another world. Sail away with me to another world. Sail away.
Come on. sing my song. We're going to party, pasta, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
The number one song on this date in 1983, All Night Long. All Night is a parenthetical. Lionel Richie doing the original. The cover right there by Hometown Sweethearts from the album For Your Party, All Night Long. Right before that, Real Big Fish with Zoloff the Destroyer from a 2007 album called Duet All Night Long. Of course, covering Say, 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 originally by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Another big hit from that Thriller album. Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town from their self-titled album from 2007, doing Islands in the Stream. That was the number four track on this date in 1983. Originally done by the Bee Gees, but popularized and was a number four hit on this day for Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. And we start off the set with Say It Isn't So by Coot Hoomy from Coot Hoomy Presents The Dark Side of Hall & Oates from 2010. And unless you're a Bonus Tracks Coverville Citizen subscriber, that's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Play the ending music here. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me at Coverville. It's requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit Coverville.com for everything you need to become a Coverville citizen, including, you know, buying DVDs, T-shirts, whatever. All that stuff is out there. Making requests, downloading archives, all that stuff right there at Coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Don't forget to go to just Coverville.com. Click on the link for the Coverville Countdown and cast your nominations for the best covers of 2013. Do it today. And until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good. They will keep you... oh my God. What can I pull out of this thing? There's nothing. They'll keep you dancing all night long. How's that?
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.